This is Guru Focus Market Today, your afternoon market brief for Friday, August 28th. Here's where things stand. Federal Reserve Chair Kevin Warsh signaled that interest rate hikes may be on the horizon in the coming months as the central bank intensifies efforts to combat persistent inflation. His remarks triggered a pullback in U.S. equities and a rise in bond yields, with the S&P 500 closing lower as markets adjusted to the prospect of tighter monetary policy. Turning now to legal developments in the technology sector. Meta Platforms has agreed to pay more than $12 billion and introduce new safeguards for miners as part of a settlement with U.S. states. The agreement resolves allegations that Meta's social media platforms have harmed youth mental health, marking one of the largest settlements of its kind in the industry.
Meanwhile, NVIDIA reported record second quarter revenue of $96.2 billion, surpassing analyst expectations and fueling optimism in the artificial intelligence sector. Following these strong results, NVIDIA announced it will scale back a customer financing initiative amid increased scrutiny of its future spending commitments. Analysts note that the company's purchase obligations now total $36 billion, raising concerns about its risk profile, despite robust earnings.
Also making news today, Eli Lilly received FDA approval for its diabetes drug Mounjaro to reduce the risk of heart attack or stroke in high-risk adults with type 2 diabetes. This new indication expands the drug's potential market and reinforces Eli Lilly's leadership in the diabetes treatment space. Turning to the courts, a U.S. federal appeals court has upheld the authority of states to regulate prediction markets as gambling. The decision impacts operators such as Kalshi and reinforces state-level control over betting platforms, setting a precedent for future regulation in the sector.
On the public health front, the largest U.S. cyclosporiosis outbreak linked to lettuce has now affected 48 states and Washington, D.C. The ongoing outbreak highlights vulnerabilities in the nation's consolidated food supply chain and continues to draw attention from regulators. Elsewhere, Walmart has reached a settlement with the U.S. Department of Justice over allegations of unlawfully dispensing opioids. The agreement resolves a major federal lawsuit and concludes a significant chapter in the nationwide opioid litigation.
Staying with regulatory news, Truist Financial and Fifth Third Bancorp have paused sales of Delaware Life insurance products amid ongoing regulatory probes into the insurer. The move comes as scrutiny of product distribution practices intensifies across the industry. In the pharmaceutical sector, the FDA has approved updated COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna, Pfizer, and Sanofi. The new formulations target the dominant XFG variant and are set to be distributed ahead of the fall season. On the political front, U.S. companies contributed a record $646 million to political campaigns in the 18 months through June. The surge in corporate election spending reflects heightened engagement in the political process by major businesses.
Meanwhile, households in Georgia have paid an estimated $1.4 billion more for gasoline since the onset of the Iran war 6 months ago. Global energy disruptions have pushed U.S. fuel prices to four-year highs, adding pressure to consumer budgets. Turning to corporate leadership, Gap shares surged 12% after the company named a new chief executive officer for its Old Navy division. The appointment is seen as a move to revitalize the struggling brand. In technology, Hugging Face reported over $2.6 million in sales for its open-source MicroDuck robot within 24 hours of launch, resulting in a product backlog for the $399 device.
Finally, Moderna and Merck are advancing research on an mRNA-based cancer vaccine for melanoma, leveraging proprietary algorithms to enhance treatment efficacy as the companies seek new breakthroughs in oncology. That wraps up today's market update. We'll be back soon with the latest market news.
Thanks for listening to the Guru Focus Brief.